Great, wonderful, amazing singing. It's like being at the Met Tab or something. Well, children, I want to really focus on you for this part. And it's great that some of you are at the front. If you're not at the front, you can come to the front. But don't worry, you can stay where you are if you don't really feel like doing that. I wonder if you've ever met anybody who has said, I'm perfect. You ever met anyone who says they're perfect? Hands up if your mums and dads think they're perfect. That's good news. That's good news. That's good. I'm glad that my son's not here. No, I don't think I'm perfect. In fact, I'm not sure where my son has gone. But anyway, he'll be back. I want to talk to you this morning about the Bible verse that I read from earlier, and especially verse 23. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Now, I used to do something called beach missions. People have heard of beach missions, hopefully. I did a beach mission at Lowestoft. And I remember I used to, every year we'd go to this beach mission and we'd stand on the prom and people would be walking by on holiday with their, you know, really embarrassing t-shirts and their caps on. And we'd be giving out Christian leaflets. And the leaflets would basically talk all about Jesus and say who Jesus was and why Jesus came. And I'll never forget, there was one day we're giving out leaflets, and I was with Pastor Steve Winkle, the other pastor at Walden Field, and this man came along, and Pastor Steve gave him a leaflet, and they started talking. And you know what this man said? He said, Pastor Steve said, well, Jesus came to die for your sins. And you know what he said? He said, I've never sinned. Can you believe that? That someone would ever say that? I've never sinned. So Pastor C said, what, you've never done anything wrong? No, never done anything wrong. You've never thought anything wrong? No, never thought anything wrong. You've never lied? No, never lied. And of course, he'd just told a lie, hadn't he? Well, I want to talk to you this morning about a young lad called Adam. Now, I brought this dice along because I need your help keeping count. Adam, he was your average 10-year-old boy. He liked lots of things. He liked skateboarding. Anyone like skateboarding? Yeah? Skateboard. There you go. Loved skateboard. Now, I can't skateboard. I tried when I was younger, and I started off standing up. I kept falling off. I ended up kneeling, and then I took one of my nails off trying to stop because I couldn't control it. But anyway, maybe I need some help and some tuition. But Adam, he loved skateboarding. He loved it. And he loved playing football. Anyone like playing football? It's like just the two of you. No one else does anything here, so that's fine. So he loved playing football with his friends. He loved his Nintendo DS. Anyone got a Nintendo DS? I don't even know what it is. I just put it in. And he liked lots of things, but you know, there are lots of things that he didn't like. He didn't like Sprouts. Now, surely some of the adults don't like Sprouts. Anyone not like Sprouts? I can see this is not going to go. There you go. There's two people. I actually like Sprouts. I quite like them. But he didn't like them. And he didn't like girls, because he was 10. Girls are smelly, aren't they? Well, sorry, no offense. Some girls are smelly. I'm sure you smell like roses. And he especially on this particular day, he didn't like Sunday school. And I'll tell you why. He'd gone to Sunday school, and I hope you like Sunday school. I used to be a Sunday school teacher here many years ago, and I loved Sunday school. But he'd gone to Sunday school this day, and on a Sunday, and he'd come home, and he sat at the dinner table, and he was really, really cross. And so his dad looked across, and he could see that he looked really angry. And so he said to Adam, he said, Adam, what's wrong? What's the problem? He said, my Sunday school teacher called me a name. Well, dear, that's not good, is it? And so Adam's dad said, well what did your Sunday school teacher call you? Called me a sinner. I'm not a sinner, Dad, am I? Well, Adam's dad took a deep breath for this one. I'm afraid you are, Adam, he said. Do you know what sin is? Hands up, if you know what sin is. I've already said so. I'm just testing if you're listening. What do you think sin is? Something bad. Yeah, bad things. Things that you do? What else? Can it be things that we say, do you think? Things that we say wrong? Do you ever say bad things and you wish you hadn't? No? No? Great. Well, one day you will, I promise. Sin is all the bad stuff, isn't it? The Bible says that we're born in sin. We're born with it. It's a problem that we have. We can't do anything about it. And we all have it. If you're an adult here, you think, well, I don't have sin. I'm afraid you're wrong. The Bible says that you do. And so Adam's dad said, well, I'm afraid, Adam, you do have sin. I sin, your mom sins, your sister Sarah, she sins. Everybody sins. All this, these things that we do wrong. I'm not a sinner, Dad, he said. And with that, he stormed upstairs and slammed his door like a classic 10-year-old does. Well, Adam's dad was very wise, gave him a few minutes to calm down. And then he went upstairs and knocked on his door. Adam, can I come in? Go away, Adam said. Adam, look, I just want to have a talk to you. All right, come in. Adam, what else did your Sunday school teacher say? What else did she tell you today? Adam said, well, she told me this verse from Romans 3, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, and I don't even understand what that means, but I know I'm not a sinner. I'm good, Dad. So Sarah, she's not a sinner. We're good. We don't do bad stuff. Well, at that point, Adam's dad had an idea. In his pocket, he had a £20 note. Everyone's eyes have gone much wider now. You don't see many of these in Stone Market. £20 note. And Adam's dad said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do, Adam. This is what I'm going to do for you. Today's Sunday. Tomorrow's Monday. It's half term. I'm at work tomorrow. I'm going to put this £20 note right here. Well, I didn't think it would do that. And if you can be good for the whole of tomorrow, not do anything wrong, then you can have this £20 note. What do you think? What do you think he said? What do you think he said? He said, yeah, of course I can be good for the whole. That'll be easy. It's one day, no problem. You've got to be good, said Adam's dad. You've got to do nothing wrong. You know, that night, you know what, Adam, as he went to bed, put his head on the pillow, he couldn't sleep. He just kept thinking about what he was going to spend that £20 on. Now, when I was younger, growing up, I've got three brothers, all four of us, every December the 1st, my mum used to give us an Argos catalogue. And we would choose our Christmas present. We had £25 to spend. We wouldn't get much for that nowadays. And we would have to choose our present. And I would spend every single evening, as soon as I got off the school bus, run inside, grab the Argos catalogue, until I went to bed and I looked through the Argos catalogue thinking, what can I buy for my Christmas present? What can I spend my £25? What would you get with £20? If I gave you this money, what would you buy? New skateboard. Wow, where are you going? If my son was here, he'd say toys. I asked my wife, she said clothes. So there you go. So he was thinking, he went to bed thinking about this £20 note. And the next day was Monday, first day of the half-term holidays. And his dad, just as he was going off to work, he said to Adam, now Adam, don't forget, if you want this £20, you've got to be good. No problem, Dad. And off he went in his car and he drove to work. Well, Adam got up, put his clothes on, and he thought, well, today I really want to play football. I love football. I wonder if Mum will let me play. I know what I'll do, he thought. I want that £20. I've got to be good. I'm going to do stuff I wouldn't normally do. And so he went into the bathroom. Now, this is very rare for a 10-year-old boy. He went in the bathroom and he washed his face. And he brushed his teeth. And he even combed his hair. And then he was just about to go down to breakfast. He thought, I think I'll go make my bed. I mean, this is the perfect 10-year-old. And he went down for breakfast, and when his mum looked at him, she hardly recognized him because he looked so clean and he smelled so nice and his teeth were kind of glowing white. And he said, Mum, can I go and play football after breakfast? Yes, Adam, you can go and play football, but you must play football in the goalposts. If you go over to the wall, you're going to get in trouble because behind the wall, you know what happens? If you play football by the wall, Mr. Brown's greenhouse is just beyond it. It's brand new. You're going to kick it over. You're going to get in trouble. So if you promise to play football in the goalposts, not by the wall, you can go and play. No problem, Mum, said Adam. So he had his breakfast. Mum put his breakfast down on the table. It was boiled tomatoes on toast. Now, I'm not a big fan of tomatoes, really, especially boiled tomatoes on toast. And Adam looked at the boiled tomatoes on toast, and he was just about to complain. He thought, no, I can't complain, because if I complain, I won't get the money. And so he ate the boiled tomatoes on toast. He said thanks to his mum, and his mum was really pleased. Adam then went to play football with his friend David. And they started off in the goalposts, and first of all, Adam was in goal, and he dived one way, and he dived the other. And then it was David's turn in goal, and Adam was kicking the ball, and David was trying to save it. And they're having a great time, and it was wonderful. But then some bigger boys came along, and this happens sometimes. And the big boys came along, and they said, "Oi! This is our football. This is our goal. Go away!" So Adam and David, they looked at the big boys and thought, "I don't want to be anywhere near these people." And so they took their ball, and they went. And Adam, you know, he was really sad because he wanted to play football, and he didn't want to go home yet. And so do you know where they played football? Where do you think they played? By the wall. That's right. They went over to the wall and they started playing football. Has Adam done anything wrong? He has. His mum had said, "Don't play football by the wall." So this is what the dice is for. So number one, he's made one mistake. While they're playing football by the wall, they're having a great time, kicking it as hard as they could, and then Adam decided he was going to do a Steven Gerrard free kick, and so he lined himself up, got the ball right where he wanted it. David was by the wall. He took a run up. He kicked it. Crash! Smash! Oh, no! You know what had happened, don't you? What do you think had happened? What do you think? I don't know. He'd kicked the ball over the wall, and it hit Mr. Brown's greenhouse. Oh no! They've done something else wrong, haven't they? This is going to be fun. There we go. So they went and told the truth and said sorry, right? They didn't do that. Adam and David thought, "Quick, run!" And so they ran away. Unfortunately for Adam, his name, address, and phone number, for the purposes of this story, were on the football. Oh no! What are the odds? Well, Adam went home, and he was pretty scared, but he tried to hide it, and he didn't say anything. And his mum, when she looked at him, she said, "Adam, didn't you go out with a football? Where's your football?" Oh, no, what's he going to say? Adam thought to himself really quickly, my football, David's got my football. That's right, yeah, David's got my football. That's where my football is. Is he telling the truth? No. If I can find number three, there we go. He's not telling the truth. He lied to his mum. Well, Adam sat down, had his favourite dinner, which was burgers, chips and beans. Maybe some of you will have that today as a kind of unorthodox Sunday lunch. And he really enjoyed it. Sat down by the sat down to watch TV, sat on the sofa, switched it on, and it was the athletics. Now, did any of you watch the Olympics when it was on? Yeah? Did you watch the pole vault? You ever seen someone doing pole vaulting? Long, big pole, giant run-up, stick it in the ground, sort of, and jump over. Well, he was watching this on TV, and he thought, "I'd quite like to have a go at that. What can I use? What can I use? Ah, I've got it," he thought. "I'll use the clothesline in the back garden. Mum, can I use the clothesline in the back garden, the prop that you hold the clothesline up with, can I take it onto the field and do pole vaulting?" "Yes, of course you can. But you mustn't bring it through the house," his mum said. "If you bring it through the house, I'll be really upset. Go round the side of the house." So Adam got himself ready, went to the back garden, grabbed this giant pole, walked round the side of the house. There's cobwebs everywhere, and they're going in his hair, and he didn't like spiders. I hate spiders. I'm scared of spiders. And just as he went to open the gate, a big, hairy spider crawled down. And he thought, "I'm not going through there." And so he thought, "I know where I'll go. I'll go through the house." So he picked up the pole and he walked through the house. And he's trying to be quiet because he didn't want to. His mum was upstairs, and if she found out, he'd get in trouble. And he just got to the front door when crash! He knocked over his mum's favourite vase, and it smashed in 1,000 pieces on the floor. Has he done anything wrong? He had. If I can find number four. There we are. Ignore that. He'd done something wrong again. He quickly picked up all the pieces and the £20 note that had fallen, and he put them in a drawer, and he shut the drawer as quickly as he could. And he thought, she'll never know. Mum will never know. And he took the pole onto the field, and he was having a great time pole vaulting and kept falling over. And then the weather changed. It started to rain. He thought, oh, I'd better go back. So he got back, and he sat down again at the TV, and the athletics had finished now, and he switched the TV on, and it was a football match. He loved football. England against Germany. Penalties. David Beckham. This is going back a few years. And David Beckham was just about to kick the ball for the penalty. It was this goal, to win it or lose it. David Beckham took a run up, and just then, the channel changed. The Great British Bake Off was on. Who wants to watch the Great British Bake Off? Well, my wife. His sister Sarah had taken the control. She didn't like football, and she had turned the channel over. Do you think this made Adam happy or sad? What do you think? Made him really, really sad, angry. He went up to Sarah, why did you do that? And kicked her in the shin. What a terrible thing to do. Had Adam done anything wrong? Yeah. He's not doing very well, is he? Number five. Well, Sarah, Adam's sister, was crying her eyes out by now. Adam kicked me really hard. Adam, go to your room. Adam went upstairs to his room. And he sat there thinking about all the things that he'd done that day. Just then, he heard his dad come back in the drive, heard the car. He ran downstairs. Hi, Dad. Have you been good today, Adam? His dad said. I ate my boiled tomato on toast. Yeah, I've been good, he said. Yeah. Oh, well, here's your £20 then, if you've been good. Adam took the £20 and he was looking at it thinking, don't see many of these in Stowmarket. And just then, something happened. I haven't got it with me. It's in my bag. Just then, the phone rang. Hello? Adam's mum picked up the phone. Who is this? Can you speak a bit more quietly? Can you stop shouting? Mr. Brown. Oh, hello, Mr. Brown. How are you? Greenhouse? Broken glass? Adam's football? Mr. Brown had gone out to check his tomatoes in his greenhouse, and do you know what he found in his greenhouse apart from tomatoes? What do you think he found? Adam's football. I'm so sorry, she said. I'm so sorry. Listen, Mr. Brown, what I'll do is I'll phone a greenhouse repair company and I'll ask them to come out and fix it straight away. I'm so sorry. Well, she put the phone down. She thought, I better do that straight away. And so she opened the drawer where the telephone directory was in. And you know what she found in the drawer? The broken bits of the vase were in the drawer. Oh, no. Well, just then, just when Adam thought, well, this day can't get any worse, his sister Sarah walked in and she was still limping because she'd been kicked so hard. Adam's dad said, what happened to you? Adam kicked me. She started sobbing again. With that, Adam started to cry. Because, you see, he realized that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Nobody is good enough for heaven. Do you realize that? When we're born, we have sin. I should have said, when he lied to his father, have you been good? That's number six. When God looks at you, young people, adults, and I appreciate this is a very simple message, but it's absolutely true. When God looks at all of us, he sees our sin. He sees these spots that we can't get rid of. Adam had six that day, didn't he? He made lots of mistakes. He lied. He did things he shouldn't have. And when God looks at us, when God looks at you, he sees your sin. And you know, you can't go to heaven with sin. Heaven is a place that is perfect. There's no sin in heaven. So if you've got sin in your heart, and we're all born with it, and heaven is perfect, then can you go to heaven as you are? You can't, can you? Something has to happen in our hearts. Something has to happen in order for us to get rid of our spots. Adam's dad brought this dice up to Adam and said, Adam, let me show you something. He said, if you take a dice and you undo a dice, you know what shape you get? You get a cross. And he said, you know, the thing about the cross is it reminds us that even though we've got these spots, this sin in our hearts, that God did something about it. Who did God send to the cross? Do any of you know? Easiest question you'll be asked this year. Who did he send to the cross? Jesus. Jesus came down from heaven, lived a perfect life, and then he was nailed to a cross, wasn't he? Had he done anything wrong? No. Jesus had never done a single thing wrong, and he went to the cross willingly for you, so that one day all of your spots could be removed, all of your sin. So although the Bible is true that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, that means we can't make the mark. Imagine I was doing a long jump. I can't jump far enough. I can't be good enough for God. The Bible also says, God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him, talking about Jesus, should not perish, but have eternal life. That means if you trust in Jesus, if you say to God, dear God, I'm so sorry for all the wrong I've done, for all my sin, please take it away. Thank you for sending Jesus to die in my place. Help me to live for you. If you do that, then one day you can be with God in heaven. And not just that, but you can know God now. You know, what is that verse? Let the little children come to me. God wants to know you, and he wants you to know that you can go to him now. Don't wait until you're older, because it might not happen. Trust Jesus now while you're young. Well, it's a very simple message, but I hope you won't forget it. And next time, maybe when you're playing a game with your family, you get the dice out, remember that just like a dice has spots, so do we. We've got sin, all of us, that we can't do anything about, but that Jesus came to take it all away.